While Friday the 13th is an infamous date, the cause of its unlucky origins is not universally agreed upon.
It's actually something that we've thought a lot about and people have been superstitious about relatively recently. The idea that this might go back to Norse mythology, the dinner that had 12 guests and then the 13th unlucky person, these are Norse gods, arrives and a kind of, there's no harmony there ever in heaven. And we think of the Last Supper, the 13 people at the Last Supper. So this is deeply embedded in Christian theology in the New Testament, this idea of 13 being an unlucky number.
Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society says it was a popular film series that really brought it to widespread prominence.
It's a series of movies, I think there are about a dozen, or maybe unluckily 13 now, a Friday the 13th movies, these series of horror movies sort of centered around this unlucky date. And that has really brought this into, like, Halloween, a series of movies again. The Halloween always has been sort of forward in our imagination, but I think Friday the 13th has been, for everyone in the United States at least, enhanced by the series of very popular movies about different terrible things happening on Friday the 13th.
In addition to Jason Voorhees, there was also a South Shore businessman associated with the day.
A very famous investor, Thomas Lawson, built an enormous estate in Scituate at the end of the 19th century and the first part of the 20th century that he called Dream World, which was enormous in scale. And there are surviving structures and this tower, which was a water tower but made to look like a single turreted castle, is the thing that's most prominent. But he was a sort of cynical stock investor that said, why would you ever invest in something that you didn't have inside information about? And he had titanic battles with other investors and the owners of companies. He built a great fortune and he had all sorts of enthusiasms, and he wrote a popular book titled Friday the 13th about how someone preying upon people's superstitiousness sort of essentially cornered the entire stock market, influencing superstitious investors.
He also had an unfortunate nautical incident associated with that date.
He built the largest sailing ship, if you count ships that don't have any engines, the largest sailing ship maybe in history, that he named for himself, the Thomas Lawson, built at Four River at the shipyard in Quincy. And this enormous sailing ship, it carried bulk cargo, but on a voyage to England, it went ashore and wrecked in a storm. I think this is 1907, so more than 100 years ago. But what's really interesting about it, Lawson received news of it on December 13th, which was Friday the 13th that year.
While the Puritans had strong feelings about many holidays, Drummy says Friday the 13th doesn't appear to be one of them.
There were lots of things, omens and signs, but I don't think there was a large-scale fixation with this. And being people who were, in some respect, looked to the Old Testament for their religion, the connection of the Last Supper and the New Testament to a terrible event and number of people attending this number 13, the number 13 attached to an unlucky day, Friday, those two things together are relatively modern in sensibility. So I think that they lived in a world full of magic and wonders and signs, but I'm not sure that they thought of Friday the 13th as having that sort of power over them.
Drummy also says that the date appears more frequently in some years than in others.
Of course, Friday the 13th is, because of our calendar and all the sort of corrections and changes in it, you can have one Friday 13th in a year, but you can have two, and sometimes wait till 2026 when there are three Friday the 13th, including, I think, 2 months in a row that we'll have a Friday the 13th in them.
And that it continues to impact our day-to-day lives.
Tall buildings don't have a 13th floor. It's not, I think, because the contractors or the architect is necessarily superstitious, but I think there's a feeling there's a large enough number of people who think of this day as truly ill omen, or the number, simply 13 being an unlucky number, to try to put things around it. I would be very surprised if there isn't a fall off of events taking place on Friday the 13th.
I'm Dan McCready for WATD News, wishing you a very lucky Friday.